All right, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Fire Below Zero podcast. So we have some bad news, some sad news, and some kind of good news, too. So TJ and I are unfortunately no longer going to be working together. It's not because we're not bros. It's not because we're not dapping each other up saying, yeah, what's up, TJ? It's nothing like that. TJ had some things going on, and yeah, TJ, I'd love for you to just take it away.
Hey, Cody. Hey, guys. Oh, man, it's a very sad sad moment right now, having to record this show. Me and Cody have been working on this for quite some time, and it's definitely a passion project of both of ours. So sadly right now, I have to walk away just because of a lot of things going on personally with family. So for those of you who read my blog at Half-Life Theory, you may have heard or read that my wife actually had to quit her job. And that had a lot to do with just the nature of the job, the stress levels. She was constantly working a lot of hours. Like, I'm talking, you know, 80-hour weeks, and even most times worked on Saturday or Sunday. So with that, she only had a limited amount of time to spend with family. And in the same breath, I started blogging, I started podcasting, and this was taking a lot of my time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we were just, yeah, like we were both being pulled in two separate directions, and it started to take a toll on our marriage, and it started to take a toll on the family. And it just got to a point where we both, you know, sat down, had a talk, and we needed to make some drastic changes. And that's something that we constantly talk about on this five journey is optimizing your life and making choices that lead to a happier life. So for her, that meant that she had to quit her job. This wasn't something that we'd planned months and months in advance. It was just something that made sense because they were really just stressing her out. And that stress got translated to the family, you know, spending time with me, spending time with our daughter. So we decided for her to walk away from that. And then for me, not that this podcast was that stressful, it just took a lot of time. Now, I've still kept up with the blog because, crazy enough, that doesn't take up a whole lot of time. Like, for people who listen to podcasts, trust me, you have no idea the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes. So I really commend all the people that podcast, but not just that, the people that podcast and blog and have families, like, it is ridiculous, right? The sheer amount of time that you have to spend on this is just a lot. And I just felt that, all right, it's time to dial that back. And at this moment or at this juncture in my life, it just didn't make sense to keep doing.
Yeah, I just want to hop in there, TJ, and tell people this podcast thing is not easy. I think that we can both agree that it's probably at least 10 to 12 hours of work, especially at the beginning per episode, between all the editing, the show notes, the making the audiograms, promoting on social media. Like, it's a ton of work. And I don't think people really realize that. They just put their headphones in, listen to an awesome episode. They're like, that was pretty cool. But TJ and I are killing ourselves back here. And yeah, I was definitely having some stress in your family life.
Yeah, and then with blogging, like, that just comes easy for me. That's something that I do, you know, first thing in the morning. I always write. If I'm journaling or if I'm blogging, that's not something that takes up a bunch of time. But what I had to really stop and think about is, all right, like, this podcast, this blog, it is a passion. It's something that I enjoy doing. But if I can't bring 100% of my effort, 100% of my time, 100% of my passion, then it's not worth doing. And I also had a partner in this. Like, Cody has been so gracious and he's been so helpful and very patient. And I just felt like, all right, I'm doing him a disservice if I'm not, you know, upfront, if I'm not bringing in the same passion that he's bringing. So I was like, you know, it's like I'm robbing him and my family. So it was just something that I was like, all right, it's time to step back from and just let Cody fly solo.
And so that's what Fi is all about, though, right? I mean, the last thing I wanted to do just as a person was take time away from you and your family. Like, that's what we're preaching on this podcast. And if you're having a crumbling marriage because of the time you're spending with me, like a guy behind a screen, that's a terrible thing to have.
Oh, yeah. My wife completely hates you, bro. I'm kidding. But no, like, Cody's name kind of became a curse word here. Like, literally, like, hey, man, I'm about to go talk to Cody. I'm, you know, chatting with Cody. I'm podcasting with Cody. Like, it definitely takes up a bunch of time, but it's worth it. But right now at this point, I'm just like, all right, let's focus on the career. Let's build up that nest egg. And till we get to a point where work is optional, then we can put more time into things like a podcast, etc.
It's funny, TJ, that I became the Voldemort of your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But my wife is, you know, super patient. She gets how much I care about Fire and how much I care about the podcast and the blog. So she was, you know, conflicted about it as well. You know, she felt like she was taking something away from me, but I knew it was causing like a lot of friction as far as time. Now, she quit her job as well, so she also made sacrifices, but I think in the long run, it's just helped us balance out, you know. And right now, she's looking for a new gig and, you know, kind of chilling at home. So that's definitely made things, I think, a lot easier at home and a lot more fun. So it's definitely worked out, I think.
And so, TJ, I'd personally like to hear, like, since we stopped doing the podcast together, has your family life improved in your relationship and time with your wife and daughter? Has that been better?
Oh, it's just went down the toilet, man. I'm kidding, but no, it's been better. She's home all day, so I mean, she has nothing but time. So she's, you know, spending more time with our daughter, spending more time with me. There's more laughs at home. There's home cooked meals some days. You know what I mean? So it's definitely been better. And she actually went back home, traveled back to her home state and spent some time with her family for like a week. And she was just seemed so much happier. It's crazy. Like this little small change. I mean, it's a huge change, right? But it's been like 10 times better. And most of that probably comes from her quitting her job. But then the whole podcasting, I think, just helped me also have more free time for her and my daughter. So,
yeah, I mean, we were talking to each other probably for 4 to 6 hours a week at least. Actually, sometimes we were doing more than that because we were getting crazy with it, recording weekend podcasts. And we're like, what the hell are we doing?
Yes, I was like, okay, we need to stop this. And besides that, we had all the work that goes into the podcast, right? Like, you know, marketing and show notes and, you know, just all these little things that people don't think about. And it really takes up a lot of time when you add in blogging, a 9-to-5 job and a family. So Cody's killing it and I support everything that he does. And this podcast is going to be huge. I truly believe that. So it's just sad I have to walk away, but I'll still be listening. I'll still be sharing the content. And yeah.
Well, TJ, we're going to have you on for like a recap. How's TJ doing episode in like a few months or a year or something like that?
Absolutely, man. I'm always down. FBZ.
FBZ for life.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, thank you for your support, TJ. And we will definitely still be hitting you up. I'll still be chatting with you on Twitter, Instagram, wherever, texting you when I think something's funny, you know, the usual.
Right. And I'm just so excited to see where the podcast is heading. And I actually heard that you might have a new co-host coming on the show, Cody.
Oh, yes, TJ, you are correct. And he is Justin from SavingSherpa.com. And he is here with us. So what's up, Justin?
Not much, man. I'm just pumped to be here.
And so, Justin, for the listeners who don't know your backstory, could you just give us a 1-minute rundown?
Yeah, so quick rundown about me. Grew up in Mississippi, so that's where you'll hear this lovely accent. Grew up on the lower income side of things. Went to college, ended up figuring out a way to actually make money going to college and discovered Air Force ROTC. Graduated from that, commissioned in 2013. That moved me out to Colorado, where I actually started my blog, Saving Sherpa. And then in 2016, moved me out to Boston, which is where I'm currently living. In the last 3.5 years, I got really serious about my path to financial independence and started tracking everything. Been saving a little over 70%, and that's what led me into, you know, the circles like this.
Yeah, and so Justin and I are from the same state now. Well, I guess not from the same state. We both live in Massachusetts, but we actually met down in Camp Phi South. And I think we were hitting each other up in the Facebook group, and we just kind of hit it off. And now we're doing this podcast together, and that's what it's all about, just forming these connections and finding your community. So Justin is actually very talented at a few things. So saving, One big thing. He's saving 70% of his income. This guy spends $65 a month on groceries. Another thing he's great at that you are definitely going to be hearing on this show is voice impersonations.
Well, thanks, sir, Cody. That's another little campfire insight. So if you're not coming to those campfires, you're missing out on some great inside jokes from some of the biggest names in financial independence. So,
all right. So, Justin, let's kind of shift gears and talk about what this show is going to look like and the new name. So you guys are not going to be listening to the Fire Below Zero podcast anymore. Now it's
The Fi Show.
So, yeah, we wanted to switch up the names. I just thought Fire Below Zero, it was a little bit too obscure for people to understand. I'd say the name and people would be like, what the hell does that mean?
And when he says like people, he's talking about me. I had no idea.
That is true. So, yeah, we're going to move on to The Fi Show. And this show is just going to be about all of the things financial independence entails. It's not just about money. It's not just about increasing your savings rate. It's not just about being an entrepreneur. It's about optimizing every facet of your life. And I think Justin and I are both on this path together, and we want to teach you everything that we're learning.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be in this and, you know, spending our afternoons doing it if we weren't passionate about it. And the other awesome thing is we're going to interview a lot of guests. There's going to be a lot of guests that you know, you follow, you love their story, and we're going to give you that insight that you can't get on your own. And then we're also going to dive into some of those subjects one-on-one together so you get our take on it.
So if you've been listening to the previous episodes on Fire Below Zero, we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to have some episodes that might be focusing on, like Justin said, a deep dive into one topic. We're going to do some other fun little episodes, maybe quick little snippets with actionable tips. We're just going to be trying a bunch of different stuff. So we hope that you guys are ready to take this journey with us, because Justin and I are just two creative, crazy guys with a microphone. And so on that same thread, so the website is going to be transferred over from Fire Below Zero to The Fi Show. So any link that you were to go to on Fire Below Zero will be automatically redirected. So it's going to be seamless for you guys, you listeners. Social media is all going to change as well. You'll see a new cover photo. You'll see new pictures up there. You'll see instead of at Fire Below Zero, it's at The Fi Show. Just so we can keep you guys who already subscribed to us and are within the community, we didn't want to kind of start from scratch.
Yeah, and when you type in the URL, it'll look like it says The Fish Owl, but we actually did not hurt any like goldfish in the making of the show. So
that is very true.
Yet another thing me and Cody like to stress, and you'll notice on our own personal projects, is we're pretty transparent into things. And going along with that, we want you to feel like you can always contact us. So if there's something you want us to put in the show, if there's an interview you really want, if there's somebody who you think their story is not being told on the scale that you think it should be, just reach out to us at contact@thefishow.com. Send us those suggestions and we'll get right on it.
And so a lot of the features are still going to be there from Fire Below Zero. So you can still send in voicemails. Justin and I would love to hear from you and incorporate it into the show.
And if you don't send us in suggestions, you're just going to get the ridiculous stuff that me and Cody think up. And that's probably not good for anybody.
All right. So we're beating a dead horse here. But Justin and I just want to stress that this is not our show. This is the community show. So if you start to use these avenues to reach out to us, to give us ideas, to give us new guests, that will help us tremendously. It'll be a better show, more entertaining and more impactful. So thank you guys so much for listening. And if you don't give us stuff, like Justin said, it's just going to be us two guys thinking of crazy stuff. And when you work with someone like Justin, this is the type of stuff you get.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen of all ages and income classes, to The Fi Show. We've scoured the earth for the most intriguing stories and impactful tips in the financial independence space. Sit back and prepare to be amazed as Justin and Cody showcase the wonders of Fi.
All right, so that's not actually going to be the intro, but you get the point. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week while we just figure everything out on our end. So hope you enjoyed the show.
Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to remind you that I have made my personal like budget and net worth tracking spreadsheet available, the very same one that I use to track my net worth from $38,000 to over $1.2 million, available for free on our website at thefishow.com/spreadsheet. So you can go download that today. That's thefishow.com/spreadsheet.